This podcast is brought to you by DKP & Co. Chartered Accountants. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're with Louise Taffer and Athos Syrianos, and it's time to talk to Billy McColl, the Technical Director at Apia Leichhardt. Billy, it's great to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yes, Billy, we've had you on a number of times when you were the head coach of Apia and you picked up some famous victories. But now, as we understand, you've taken on a new role at the club.
Yes, this was a decision that I made halfway through last year that I just couldn't commit to the 3 nights a week that it takes to coach first grade. And John Collegia, who's been the assistant at Apia for the last 2 years, he's going to guide the club to bigger success than we had this year. So John's under a lot of pressure, and I'm going to be there to support him 100%.
And for the Apia fans out there, what can you tell us about John? What can the fans expect to see with him in charge?
John was coaching first grade when I was still coaching youth league. So John's got a vast experience. He started off at Eastern Suburbs many, many moons ago. John's the same type of person as myself and as Daniel Cummings, because he also worked with Daniel Cummings. So he knows the Apia culture, that we have to play attacking football and we have to win, or we should be winning. So he knows what's required. He knows the players. We've got a few new signings in, and I'm sure first grade will be very competitive. But you can have a good squad on paper, but you need the luck on the grass when you're playing.
An Apia man in charge of Apia, it's a match made in heaven, because we do know Apia are one of the biggest traditional clubs in the NPL. And one more thing on John, do you know if he has any particular sayings, or does he have a particular way that he'll use to motivate the team before games?
Yeah, John's got his own style. We've all got our own style. You like to plagiarise where you can, and you then call it yourself. You know, we've all done it. But no, John's very thorough. He great reader of the game. He did a lot of research, and players will be well prepared for every game.
And as for you, Billy, you've taken on the role as the club's technical director. What will this role encompass this season?
This is where I'll be looking to assist the youth league coaches, making sure that they've got their session plans. You know, New South Wales is like the FFA. The whole thing's changed since the last time I was technical director 10, 15 years ago. You now got to ensure that everything's documented. There's a greater responsibility on the coaches to ensure the players are getting better coaching and quality coaching. So my role will be to ensure that all the sessions are documented, and should the coaches need assistance, I'll be there to help them. With my experience and connections within the club, a first grade player will be connected to every youth league team, and we'll have the Frank Parisi, the David DePuzzles, Josh Simmons. They'll be turning up at one or two sessions throughout the year and attending the game, so that we can kind of get a role model, because what we have to try and achieve is to get more players coming through our youth rank to play for our first grade. That's what we want. A team of holy soly Apia kids who have been there from the age of 7, 8, 9, 10 and playing first grade. That's the dream.
And having that academy system is something clubs can only dream of. And now that you'll be working quite closely with the youth, and youth development has been something that a lot of people in the Australian football scene have been talking about. Is there a particular area you think as a whole we're not quite doing right in compared to other places?
I think what we've got to do is to get people to play. We get kids to play the game, but I don't think you know how to play, as in what is a good pass compared to what is a great pass. And we've got to be teaching vision. I don't think we teach vision in the game. I think we get the kids to play, but we've got to actually teach them to play with vision, so that the game plan is not just to kick the ball, it's to kick the ball to score a goal. You know, no use keeping possession and losing 1-0. It's a case of, to me, football's like chest and legs. Some people think it's just dominoes. You can only do one thing. So if we can teach kids to be creative, and right backs, left backs, midfield players, everybody can score goals, then you've got a beautiful game. You've got a very technical player who's gifted, and that will bring the people back. And eventually, what we want to achieve is to win the World Cup with both male and females. And we've got to start at grassroots so that we get better skillful players, more and better educated coaches, so that when they go up the ladder through park soccer to NPL to A-League, that we've got a beautiful product which can conquer the world.
And do you feel like you do all that work, and some of the grassroots coaches across the country do all of that work, and they have this beautifully creative player, only to find that later on down the years as they move up the ranks, all of that is coached out of them?
Yes and no. I think you get a lot of coaches, when you get a talented player, they want to keep them back so they can win tournaments. We've got to get better educated, that we send the players up there so that the so-called better coach, whoever's in the role, does the job that he or she is meant to do. And you're never going to get it right. You're always going to get people complaining. You can be very successful and still get the sack. You know, it's a case of you've got to believe that what we're doing is producing players to go to the A-League, to go overseas, come back, play for Australia, and win national tournaments.
Well, that's the dream, Billy. That is certainly the dream. And speaking of RPA players and RPA prospects, I'm sure you've all been keeping track of Jordan Murray's path. He's currently at the Central Coast Mariners and doing a fantastic job there. How's the club gone about filling that hole left by Murray? Have you been active in the transfer market to find another striker?
Well, saying Chris Payne, he's well known in New South Wales. He's he'll slot in there where Jordan Murray was doing a fantastic job for us. And I'm expecting Jordan Murray to get more time on the park and eventually score a few more goals up there, hoping he gets an opportunity to be up there as a striker. But, up here I've signed Chris Payne, and he's a very talented and creative striker.
Well, we do look forward to seeing Chris out in the RPA colours. And Jordan Murray is starting tonight for the Central Coast Mariners, so a fantastic thing to see there. But, Billy, thank you very much for joining us tonight on Evenings on FNR. Best of luck in the new role as technical director, and we will surely hear from you very soon as well.
Thank you, and good night.
That was Billy McColl, the new technical director at RPA Leichhardt.